Item number two is a rezoning for 601 Arnold Street under file DAZ-207 of 2009. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item three, which is an application for a variance for 601 Arnold Street under file DAV-125-607/2009D.
Okay. Just before we get started, we do have translation devices available. Councillors Vandell and Steves are fluently bilingual, as is our clerk. I can fumble my way through if need be. But we also have the translation device to assist. I'm not sure if our folks here, they also have the translation devices. So, you know, both languages, whatever you're comfortable in, we're fine with. Those of us sitting down here, we go through this on a pretty regular basis, so we know the type of information that we're looking for. So I always like to remind everybody ahead of time that that we like to hear the points. And once a point's been made, if it's similar to what you would like to say, you don't have to come down to speak. We'll make a note of the point. We'll take it up with either the applicant or the administration if it's a question for the administration. So. Try to manage the time a bit by encouraging people not to keep saying the same thing over and over again, but everybody is certainly entitled to take their time at the podium if they so desire. So with that being said, I will ask the applicant to begin their presentation on what it is they're bringing forward.
Thank you very much. My name is David Krusik with LM Architectural Group. We're the applicant on behalf of the Oblate Sisters and Catholic Health Corporation with regards to the redevelopment of 601 Ulno. Before we start, there's a couple of clarifications I thought I would like to make with regards to the planning report, which we have made, and again, just as items for the record. Throughout the report, there are several references to the Grey Nuns. This is not the Grey Nuns property. It's the Missionary Oblate Sisters of St. Boniface is actually the order with which we are dealing with. Second item is that there are some references in the document under analysis to residences, many of them seniors with an array of health problems. Again, we wanted to be clear that this is not a personal care home. It's not a supportive housing project. This is an independent living center. So with that clarification, I wanted to start, please, by introducing you to Mr. Daniel Lussier, who's the Executive Director of Catholic Health Corporation, to give a bit of a background on the Oblate Sisters and I think some of the rationale behind the development. Is that okay?
Dan, have you filled one of these forms out?
Yes, I have.
Go ahead.
Bonsoir, les conseillers. I'll be doing this presentation mostly in French for those who want to use their translation devices. Alors, bonsoir, messieurs les conseillers. Je m'appelle Daniel Lussier. Je suis le directeur général de la Corporation catholique de la santé du Manitoba. En grande ligne, la Corporation catholique, en collaboration avec les Sœurs Oblates et la Résidence des Pins, travaille depuis quelque temps à l'élaboration de ce projet. Les Sœurs Oblates ont contribué énormément au développement de notre communauté. Elles cherchent maintenant à planifier le futur de la maison-mère située à 601 Olno, ainsi que des options de logement pour les membres de leur congrégation qui y demeurent encore et qui œuvrent au sein de notre communauté. Monsieur, l'âge moyenne des sœurs Oblates est plus de 80 et leur nombre est en déclin. Ceci veut dire évidemment un redéveloppement de leur site qui est devenu trop grand, ce qui veut dire qu'un redéveloppement n'est qu'une question de temps. Ce projet représente l'option préférée et l'option voulue des sœurs Oblates pour l'utilisation de leur terrain et édifices pour les prochains 50 ans et plus. Grosso modo, nous proposons le redéveloppement du 601 Olno pour créer un complexe résidentiel des plus modernes, pouvant accueillir plus de 157 personnes autonomes. Notre objectif primaire, sachez-le bien, est d'accueillir les sœurs oblates dans un nouveau chez elles, mais aussi d'offrir nos unités au public et plus spécifiquement à cette clientèle autonome qui cherche ce genre de logement et de services. Entre les sœurs oblates et une autre congrégation intéressée au projet, nous accueillerons dès le départ entre 70 et 80 religieuses. Les services et la structure des loyers reflétera ce qui est offert à la résidence Despins, ancienne maison provinciale des Sœurs Grises. Et cette résidence Despins est une autre communauté de services qui connaît un très, très grand succès et qui fait partie de la corporation catholique. La corporation qui détient résidence Despins sera le propriétaire et le gestionnaire de ce projet qui s'intitulera Villa Olno. Les unités seront louées sur une base mensuelle sur les services suivants qui seront inclus. Un service complet pour le déjeuner, dîner et le souper, l'entretien ménager hebdomadaire, le service de buanderie pour les draps et lingerie, service public électricité, gaz et eau, collection des ordures et des tarifs réduits pour le service de téléphone, télévision, accès à l'Internet et au stationnement. Et ce, à des prix qui sont sous la moyenne du marché pour un tel type de projet à Winnipeg. Et parce qu'on est à but non lucratif, avec le temps et au fur et à mesure que la dette ou l'emprunt se diminuera ou sera repayée, nous pourrons offrir les mêmes services à moindre coût. Nous espérons être en mesure de débuter le projet en automne 2009 et d'être ouvert au printemps 2011. Ce projet de 27 millions de dollars nous permettra de créer 17 nouveaux emplois à temps plein dans la communauté. Pour la plus grande communauté de Saint-Boniface, ce projet répond à certaines recommandations qui ont été élaborées au Congrès d'habitation 2006, il n'y a que 3 ans, organisé par l'Association des résidents du Vieux-Saint-Boniface, et je cite, objectif 10, promouvoir et appuyer la construction des suites secondaires comme moyen d'augmenter la densité de la population et fournir une alternative d'habitation abordable. Objectif 9, fournir de nouvelles opportunités de logement pour les personnes célibataires et les aînés qui demeurent probablement dans une maison unifamiliale afin que ces personnes déménagent dans un développement multifamilial, libérant ainsi leur maison pour des nouvelles familles. Objectif 10, fournir des opportunités à des anciens résidents pour qu'ils ou elles reviennent dans la communauté en misant sur le marché 55+. Toutes des recommandations de ce projet il y a 3 ans. Et avant de passer la parole à M. Kresik, j'aimerais vous rappeler quelques statistiques importantes reliées à la demande pour ce genre de projet. Pour ce faire, je vais faire un switch en anglais. Here are some important facts related to our aging population that brings us some comfort that there is a longer-term market for this type of project. According to the Conference Board of Canada, by 2031, the senior population in Winnipeg is forecasted to increase by 69% compared to today, which was in 2007. Similarly, the Winnipeg Regional Health Authority has projected that the population 55-plus will double from what was measured in 1998 to bring that population over 233,000 by 2025. In 2020, baby boomers will start hitting the age of 75 with a projected increase in this demographic category following through to 2040. Specific to this project, I'll share with you a quote from our marketing study, which was done by Stevenson Advisors Limited, and I quote, "Given the proposed rental structure of the project, positive locational characteristics of the subject site, and prevailing market conditions, the viability of this project is considered to be strong." Again, specific to this project and that demographic that's going to grow over time, in the short term, please know, as I mentioned earlier, approximately 70 to 80 religious women from 2 different congregations are first in line to call this their home, including les Oblates. We also have 170 people on a current waiting list at our Despins residence, which will be the organization that will run and manage this project, and it's only a couple of blocks difference. And since the public hearings for this project, we've had an additional 28 people who have added their names to our waiting list. So in total, there's a direct client list of over 275 people today to fill the 157 units available. Needless to say that we are relatively optimistic that the demand will be strong from the beginning, and we're hopeful it should carry through over the years. Et sur ce, j'aimerais maintenant passer la parole à M. David Kresik pour vous expliquer les détails du projet.
I hope everyone can see that. What I'd like to do really is just quickly run through some of the salient aspects of the development just to supplement the information that is in your package, and again, those in the gallery, if you need me to turn it a bit, but these are the same boards that were presented at the public open houses. The first, I think, explanation is really why are we here to look at the rezoning of the property and a couple of minor variances. The rezoning of the property is not being triggered by any change in the use of the property. The Oblate sisters have occupied this site since 1948 with the original three-story building. It was then added on to in 1956. So there has always been a sisters convent on this site, but it is currently zoned single-family residential. So in order to get a building permit of any kind for any sort of redevelopment, in discussion with the zoning department, step one is to bring this correction into place, to take the current nonconformity and bring it into compliance for a multifamily residential. So that is the parameters regarding the rezoning requirement. Then related to it, some minor variances related to the placement of parking on the rear of the site and also the one corner of the existing residence no longer is a foot into the current yard under the new bylaw. So those are really the parameters under which we're here today. As it was explained, the first and foremost is, I think, the concept of wanting to redevelop this building to meet a new residential occupancy. The building currently is a series of independent bedrooms with communal washroom and bathing facilities, communal dining facilities, which was driven by the sisters' occupancy, which, as Daniel explained, is reducing in numbers, and now the desire is to take what is a very good, structurally sound building and develop it in a way that it can now meet a new market demand, that being independent seniors' housing. So the project will see the redevelopment within the existing walls of the frame that is there right now. Everything in that light tan color is the current footprint of the building, and it will virtually remain unchanged from Alno and Cathedral on all sides. In that, other than the replacement of some windows to put some larger windows into the living rooms, the basic shell of the outside of the building will remain as is. The market plan, in order to reach the 157 suites that the project needs in order to generate the income to make it viable, also sees the addition of a five-story structure on the west side of the building. Which you'll see there. So again, fully in keeping with the scale as indicated in the planning report with the adjacent properties. Its materiality will complement the building that's there, and its scale, of course, is much lower than L'Accueil Colombien, which is 8 stories, Chez Nous in behind, which is 9 stories. So its massing, et cetera, is certainly complementary to the structure that's there. Moreover, its site placement has been strategically done to set it back from Alno, so it is deep within the site and almost virtually unseen from the Alno frontage. One of the other key aspects, and we'll touch upon it in a little greater detail, is, of course, the relocation of some of the approaches and the addition of some new approaches onto this piece of property. Right now, there is a roadway that runs off of Alno along the north side of the property, that's right here, which accesses into the back parking lot. And currently all deliveries and staff and resident parking as well as any emergency vehicles, come in through that way off of Alno into the back and come back out again. Under this proposed development, we are introducing a new approach off of Cathedral. That's right here, which will now provide access for all of the daily vehicles for staff and resident parking, all service deliveries, all garbage. All of the service vehicles will no longer be approaching the site from Alno. They'll be coming into the site off of Cathedral. So we're rerouting all of that traffic to Cathedral. One of the major changes, though, is the development of the front entry driveway. So the opportunity to drop off residents at the front doors to provide visitor parking, taking it from the street, which is where they would park now, and dealing with that visitor parking on our own property is provided. So there are 22 stalls there. And then, of course, emergency vehicles, as identified in the planning report, are going to arrive at that point. We have consulted with the Fire Commissioner's Office, who deals with all of the emergency vehicle design and requirements. And it is a requirement of the City of Winnipeg that emergency vehicles must pull up to the front main entrance of your building. I'll talk about that a little further in a little while. But in reviewing these plans and the development in general, there was a series of open houses that were held by the Oblate Sisters and Catholic Health Corporation. So on May 25th, there was a meeting at La Croix Colombien, attended by those residents and some people from the neighborhood. So there was 120 people at that session, and the following night, the 26th, an open house at the Oblate Sisters residence attended by over 200 people. Then subsequent to that, there was a separate meeting past Thursday with the residents across the street. This is where we heard some of the most concerns from the people directly across the street with regards in particular to some of the front yard development, and I'm going to address a couple of those points in a minute as well. Just to finish up on some of the key sort of aspects of the development itself, as was pointed out, this is a fully independent seniors living center. It is not supportive care. It is not personal care. There are no sort of attendants or other sort of people coming in here with or requiring any level of care. Fully independent is the mandate. Each suite will have a small kitchenette in it for microwave and fridge. But a combination of single bedroom, two bedroom, some studio suites. But they will also have throughout the facility amenities of chapel, multi-purpose rooms, internet, libraries, hair salons, and other sort of gathering spaces throughout the building. There will still be a central kitchen and a central dining area in the lower level. And off of that level will be access to an outdoor a courtyard, patio, so fully landscaped exterior. On the plan, all of the green suites that you see are the renovations occurring within the current building. The blue suites are the new addition. So again, 11 suites per floor, 5 floors, 55 new suites. On all of the yellow and the orange color are the common areas, the multi-purpose spaces for the residents themselves. This is now our landscape plan. We do have a landscape architect who's been retained to our team, and in concert with him, there has been a survey prepared of all of the trees on this site. There's been a study done of their sort of size and maturity, and an inventory made with regards to tree loss versus new trees that will be placed onto the site to provide some analysis in terms of the site development and the impact to the community itself, in particular to the front yard. So right now, as you will see, there is a full hedge that surrounds the site, both on Alno and up Cathedral. You can see we have some of those images here. So it gives you a sense of the amount of greenery on that site right now, and its ability really to provide a barrier between the Alno streetscape and what happens in behind. But having said that, we are aware that there is still modification that we're proposing to that front yard. The approach at the north end of our site is there right now. It's remaining. And again, right now that approach leads to a roadway along the north side. That north side roadway is going to be abandoned, and instead we are going to produce an in and out driveway with visitor parking and a drop-off area for residents at the front door. And as I've said, that is the place at which any emergency vehicle that's called to this site will arrive. In producing this or developing that roadway, there's a total of 10 existing trees which are lost. All of those trees, though, are contained within the property line of our site. There is no boulevard trees that are being removed as part of this. And while this is existing, the new outgoing lane has been positioned in a way to miss any trees that are on the boulevard right now. And as I've said, there's a total of, twenty-nine new trees that are being placed within this front yard, both to help screen the view lines of what used to be the old roadway along the north side of our building, and then to enhance the rest of the landscaping, both as a barrier to the parked cars in concert with a light-proof fence, and to supplement greenery around the entrance of our building. You'll see that the parking has been angled just to help reinforce the one-way in and out flow of traffic that's there and help sort of deal with some of the headlight pointing that you may experience with that. But again, this is visitor parking only. And again, the day-to-day traffic is going to be coming off of Cathedral. I wanted to close with just a couple of comments that really came out of the public hearing, and in particular with the people across the street, because we know that there was some concern expressed by them. In terms of the amount of parking that's on the site right now, and really the desire of us to include visitor parking within our own site, is really just a means of trying to deal with the fact that there are visitors that are going to come to this building, and we wanted to deal with those visitors on our property and not defer them to the street and having them park in front of Alno. There are still cars that park there from Collège and other adjacent users, but we felt it the responsible thing to try and deal with our visitors on our property. The trees, again, there are some trees that are being lost through the development, but there is a net gain to the total site. Again, the hedge that is along Alno is very thick, very dense, and in our opinion acts as a screen to really block both the roadway and the parking cars that are in behind it. Our opening onto Alno, the new one, has intentionally been placed for the moment perpendicular to Alno as a means of minimizing the opening through that hedge. If there was some desire from the residents to angle it, if they felt that was of some benefit to outgoing traffic, we can look at that. We looked at it and we felt that the opening just grew in size. So for the moment, we've shown a 90-degree opening, but it would be a right-out only is what's intended there. And lastly, the emergency vehicles. Again, we've been in touch with Don Franchuk, with the Fire Commissioner's Office. Under a new development or renovation or anything to this site, he, the City of Winnipeg, and Building Code would mandate emergency access to the front door of this facility. Ambulances right now do go around behind. He says it's not a good situation, and he would require of any further redevelopment on this that ambulances be brought to the front door. So we discussed it with the city. We've tried to find some other ideas. The city's position is front door only. So yes, there will be emergency vehicles that will pull up there. What's important to note, I think, though, is the frequency, at least the history that's there right now. Currently, the Oblate Sisters, and speaking with Guy Lambert, the manager there, there is about one emergency vehicle a month coming to that site. The Grey Nuns, Chenu was in the range of 3 to 4 per month. That's the building right there. So again, this is not, yes, it's going to be a seniors-oriented living center, but these people are independent living, they're mobile, they're healthy. It's not a personal care home, it's not a seniors care center. So There may be some emergency vehicles, but I think the frequency of these is going to be manageable. So, with that.
There's a couple of questions for you here.
Yes, please.
Councillor Vandel.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for your presentation. Merci, Daniel. Félicitations pour le projet. Je sais que c'est bien. On a besoin de ce genre de développement dans notre quartier. Puis I think it's very positive. The concern I have, and I want to hear everyone out here, the concern I have is with the streetscape of Aulneau. It's been unchanged as long as I've been there, which was 1965, and it's majestic, it's peaceful, it's very lush. And I'm not sure all that cement and parking on Aulneau is. I have concerns about that. So my question is around parking requirements.
Just for everybody's information. We ask that people don't do that type of thing. We're here to get information. We're not in a game of enthusiasm here. We're trying to get information and make informed decisions.
My question about parking requirements. It seems to me you don't need a parking variance. You have more parking than you actually need.
Yeah, we do not need a parking variance, right?
Okay. How many new parking stalls do you have?
There's a total of, Vince? Yes, there's 34 back here.
And those are for residents?
And staff.
And
yeah.
Staff?
Yeah, the requirement for, because of the use of the building as seniors housing, is much less than one stall per suite.
You have adequate parking for residents and staff?
Correct.
So that's 34. How much visitor parking?
Twenty-one
visitor. So you're way above the parking threshold from the city. Any idea? And this is the city planners. Any idea how many extra stalls you do have?
According to the, I talked to the zoning officer earlier today. There's only a requirement based on the minimum calculation for 31 on the entire property. I understand they have significantly more than that, even just in the back of the property.
I understand you're trying to build amenities for the residents and their families.
Yes.
It seems to me on first blush, and I'm going to hear all the residents and everyone here, that the parking facing Aulneau would be better served on the southeast corner where the new access is going to be built. Have you considered that?
Here?
No, in the back. There. No, there.
Southwest,
sorry.
Well, a couple of reasons, I guess, behind. A, for a point of control, the existing front door of Aulneau is going to remain. That is, that's the,
yep,
the street address. So,
of course.
So, and that is our control point. Our manager's office is there, our security control and intercom system, et cetera, to get in to see residents is all there. So this is where we want to put our visitor parking, is at the front door. And then we wanted to retain this zone as a green space for the residents. So our cafeteria is here, our dining room in the lower level, which leads out into a sunken patio, which then leads up into a garden space, which is really on a southwest orientation. So our main solar gain is all happening in this zone here. Where we wanted to develop that area for the residents. And there was an approach here anyways off of Aulneau. Right, mm-hmm, now, vehicles are coming in and out of this point here. So all we have done is introduced an outgoing lane there and really deal with our visitor complement at the front door.
So it's a point of control, visitors as they enter the building?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, again, because of the security control, you know, the residents have keys or cards. Visitors don't just come in through multiple points of entry into the building. There's one place for visitors to enter the building where they are either buzzed in or there is a manager who's there who can let them in, and that function happens currently at the main entrance to the building. So that was the rationale behind the placement of visitor parking at that location. We've kept our, our residents and staff.
There could be an ancillary entrance towards the south side that could also be constructed, could
there
not?
Well, and there are sort of other entry points for staff and residents who park here to enter the building in a different spot. But that is, that's not a public entrance. That is, you know, they have their own keys and card controls that get them into then straight into the elevator system to get them into the building.
Okay. Okay. Danielle, do you have anything to add to that, or is that sufficient? I just want to get the numbers. 34 at the back, 21 at the front.
Correct. No, 37 at the back.
37 at the back.
So I'm looking up at my
And 21
colleague.
At the front, and the 21 is all for visitors.
Yes.
And what's the requirement? 31 is the total requirement?
For everything, visitors and?
Yeah, and again, I think it's important that the quantity of parking, in particular in the front, was really being driven by, I guess, A, some experience that they're having at Résidence des Pins and the number of people that come to visit there. And secondly, really, to get, a quantity of parking on our own property and relieve it from the street. That is important for the councillors to understand. We're trying to deal with what we perceive to be our parking requirement on our own property.
So you have 27 extra stalls from the bylaw. Okay.
Yes.
I just a bit on the same vein. You say that the fire and ambulance folks say that they need to be able to drive up to the front door.
That's where they need to enter the building.
Oh, okay. So, but they can access, like there's a full sidewalk goes all the way out to the street. They can stop and all know right at the front door and go.
Right. But under the current bylaw, this dimension is too far. I think it's 6 meters or something in that effect, or 7.5 meters is what the emergency vehicle has to pull up to within the entrance to the building. So they do it right now. Yes, a fire truck, they would just pull up and take all of Alno right in front of this building. But under the current building code, they have to be within a certain dimension of the front door, which this does not comply with.
I've never heard that before.
So, and just, I guess, to say that there are certainly other precedents, right, at La Coye, at Résidence des Pins, at Councillor Steves, at Riverside Lions, we have introduced this kind of pull right up to the front door, drop your resident off at the front door, and that again is where emergency vehicles arrive. So there's many, many precedents for this here. Having said that, I'm aware of the concerns of the neighbors across the street.
Okay, well, we'll go through the folks here. There's some folks in support and some folks in opposition, so we'll have them speak, and if you can make some notes so you can respond, the two of you will get to come up to rebut at the end.
Sure.
Vince, I'm not even going to try it, from L&M Architectural. Did you want to add anything? Just here in support? Thank you. John Boxtow, here in support? John, thank you. Aurel Foydart? Foydart? Just here in support. Thank you. Raymond Lafond, here in support. Bertha O'Reilly, here in support. Glenn Jackson, here in support. Ken Reck, here in support. Tristan Carlson, here in support. Guy Lambert, in support. Guy Mao, here in support. Okay, now I'm down to opposition here. Is there anybody else here in support whose name I haven't called? No? And is there anybody here for opposition? Whose name, or for information whose name I haven't called. Okay, we'll start with the opposition then. I have, I don't know if there's one representative for a group. It looks like they're all the folks from Alno Street, so if there's any one of you that would like to speak first. Otherwise, I'll just go through the names. First up, I have Richard Frechette. Richard?
Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I know some of my neighbors have a long list of things to say. I'm going to keep it short. As Councillor Vandel said, Alno Street has been it's a beautiful street in Saint Boniface. À Saint Boniface, on a plusieurs espaces verts, notamment l'archevêché, cimetière de Saint Boniface. On voit le collège Saint Boniface et la rue Alno. C'est une très très belle rue avec les arbres. De la part de mon épouse et de moi-même, qu'on est des résidents juste en face de la résidence qui va se construire. Nos deux portes en avant sont presque en ligne ensemble. Alors, c'est ce qu'on voit chaque jour et on aimerait... peut-être ce que j'aimerais dire pour commencer, c'est qu'on n'est pas en opposition au projet comme tel. Ce qu'on est en opposition, c'est de détruire l'espace vert qui est en avant de le couvent qui est là présentement. Alors, les stationnements supplémentaires qui sont là vont enlever de cet espace vert-là, et c'est ce qu'on n'aime pas. L'autre chose, c'est la sortie qui sort. Ça sort de façon perpendicular, juste en avant, et ça va... La lumière des autos va rentrer directement dans notre salon. Alors, si on est assis dans le salon, on va avoir les lumières qui vont rentrer dans notre salon. Alors, ça, c'est une des choses qu'on est en opposition contre, c'est cette sortie qui sort directement dans notre salon. Alors, c'est tout ce que j'ai à dire pour ce soir.
Any questions, Gordon?
Oui, merci, M. Frechette. Une des choses... qu'on a parlé pendant la présentation, c'est l'issue de stationnement. Et monsieur, c'est quoi le nom de monsieur là?
Cressac.
Monsieur Cressac a dit que une des raisons principales pour construire le stationnement devant l'édifice là, c'est parce qu'il a peur de peut-être la réalité, s'il n'y a pas un autre stationnement, là, on va voir de plus en plus des autos sur votre rue. Là. Est-ce que vous êtes peur de ça?
Non, ce n'est pas quelque chose qui nous concerne. Il y a des autos là, continuellement déjà avec le collège qui est à côté et la résidence des sœurs qui est là présentement. Alors, il y a des réunions à la résidence des sœurs. On voit des autos continuellement sur la rue. Alors, on en voit quelques-unes de plus ou quelques-unes de moins. Ce n'est pas ça qui va faire grand-chose pour nous. Alors, ce n'est pas quelque chose qui nous concerne.
Ah oui. Avez-vous parlé de la landscaping avec les applicants aussi? Peut-être qu'il y a quelques façons de...
Bien, c'est qu'ils nous en ont parlé un peu. Une des choses qu'ils ont parlé qu'ils pourraient peut-être faire, c'est faire que la sortie soit dans un angle.
Ouais.
Alors, pour nous, ça serait mieux. Parce que là, les lumières ne seraient pas directement dans notre salon. Ça irait de côté. Alors ça serait déjà une amélioration. L'autre chose qu'ils ont dit, possiblement planter des arbres sur notre propriété. Ça, ce n'est pas tellement une option pour nous parce que avant que les arbres soient 15-20 pieds de haut pour cacher les lumières, on va voir, ça va être dans 15 à 20 ans. Alors, ce n'est pas quelque chose qui nous intéresse.
Merci.
Oui.
Question. Est-ce que vos concerns sont plutôt le lot de stationnement ou le chemin qui va sortir de la cour?
Bien, je trouve que c'est dommage qu'il faut enlever cet espace vert-là et qu'il faut couper des arbres. C'est des arbres de toute beauté. Le stationnement même, en avant, je pense avoir enlevé à cet espace vert-là. C'est pas l'affaire que, pour nous, l'affaire du stationnement en avant, s'il y en a ou s'il n'y en a pas, ça ne fait pas de différence. Sauf que ça va enlever de l'espace vert.
Merci.
Okay. Next up, I have Yolanda Frenette. You're okay? Thank you, Yolanda. Joanne Dandino and Ted Pachinko.
I know that name, Dandino. Somebody at the city? What is it, 25 feet?
Merci, bonsoir. Je vous adresse ici comme voisine au 600, j'habite au 600 rue Auneau. Il y a déjà peut-être des remarques qui ont été faites, mais j'aimerais quand même les soulever de nouveau. We are opposed to the rezoning for the following considerations, owing to the following considerations. First, construction of an additional 21-stall parking lot on an existing green space, and two, increased traffic volume and noise. As Councillor Vandal had mentioned, the properties from Avenue de la Cathédrale to Masson Street have always been considered an enviable park-like setting for residents and passers-by alike. Unfortunately, during the last 15 years, we have noticed a substantial increase in traffic and noise from emergency vehicles as well as public and private transportation used to service the residential complexes surrounding 601 Ono Street. Please understand that the changes proposed are a threat to the integrity and reputation of our street. We're not opposed to the redevelopment project per se, but the idea of having an existing green space replaced with yet another parking lot is abhorrent. Currently, there are four medium to large parking lots in our immediate surroundings. We're not denying that there is a particular problem with parking regarding this project, but replacing an existing green space for the first and most convenient options to accommodate the automobiles is unreasonable and just not acceptable. There has never been an access road to the main entrance of 601 Ono Street, nor should there be one. You don't showcase a parking lot in a prime residential setting. The redevelopment project is an opportunity to enhance the green space in front of the proposed Villa Uno and leave vehicular access to the side and to the rear of the building. This would be more in keeping with the aesthetics of the neighborhood. In the event of future development projects in the vicinity and adjacent properties, the issues of parking and other related issues are bound to be raised again. Rather than work in silos, the various groups, stakeholders need a more holistic approach regarding the impact on our neighborhood. Discussions for this should have occurred in the embryonic stage of this project. Anyways, we thank you for allowing for this communication.
I'd just like to point out that in the current proposal as set out, that I just disagree completely with their plan. I think they have to go back to the drawing board and maybe look at it in a different way. As Councillor Vandal suggested, there is a southeast corner which they were going to make for the residents. Very small area. I think it would be much more advantageous to have that in front, maybe move the main entrance to the side on the La Cathedral. also, it was mentioned by the gentleman about service vehicles and garbage trucks coming into the front. I get garbage trucks at 5 in the morning. I don't need another one there. That's just garbage. You know what I mean? Anyways, there is also snow removal, other issues that are involved with that. He's talking about increased in elderly old folks in the next coming time. Well, we've known that since the mid-70s. Of course, we haven't done anything about it since then. So this is, anyways, as it stands, I'm...
You're not suggesting we don't do anything about it, period.
No, just in a different
just setup. At a different spot. Yeah,
well, that's well, not a different spot, but a different setup to the location. I would consider that.
Okay. Any questions, Dan?
For clarification, the garbage pickup would occur at the back.
How are they going to get access to that?
There's a new roadway.
There's a new roadway off Catedral, but I'll check that out when they come back.
Well, he said that they're coming in through the front.
No, you said they do now.
No, they come in through the side.
Yeah, they well, that's on Alno.
No, they come off of Alno.
Yeah,
in between
which goes in the back.
Once that building's there, they could no longer do that. They would come off a road that comes in off of Cathedral.
Yeah, but where's the garbage can going to be?
In the back.
How do they access it? You can't access it there. If you look
off,
at their...
Off the new road on Cathedral.
Cathedral.
Beside Chenu. Right, it comes in right beside Chenu.
Yeah. So there's a road at the back.
Yeah, that's what, that's what the drawing that we were looking at when they were talking showed that road, and when he pointed to the drawing, that's what he was saying. The access from the front disappears to go all the way through. It just comes in on the back.
Anyways, it looks like there's enough room in that southwest corner that they could put up their five-story building there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, your address?
We have it here. 600.
600, okay. Merci.
Next, I have Diane and Francis Labossier.
Bonsoir, je m'appelle Francis Labossière et j'habite le 588 rue Aulneau. Je crois fermement que la santé d'une communauté est caractérisée par un équilibre parmi les différents groupes d'âge, c'est-à-dire que la communauté est mieux desservie s'il y a une population proportionnelle de jeunes, d'adultes et de personnes aînées. Dans le quartier du Vieux-Saint-Boniface, où je vis avec mon épouse et mes trois enfants depuis 1991, je remarque un vieillissement continuel de notre quartier. Plusieurs projets de logements ont été construits ou sont planifiés pour personnes aînées. Je n'ai aucune objection en ce qui concerne un projet de logement pour aînés, mais je crois que nous en avons déjà beaucoup dans notre quartier de la rue Aulneau. Je cite Manoir de la Cathédrale, la Résidence des Pins, le Centre Taché, l'Accueil Colombien et le Chez-nous, pour en nommer quelques-uns. Philosophiquement, à cause de ceci, j'aurais préféré que la maison des Sœurs Oblates au 601 rue Aulneau ait été convertie à autre chose qu'un logement pour personnes aînées. Par contre, si ce projet doit absolument être construit, j'ai quelques préoccupations avec les plans proposés par les propriétaires. Ma première objection est qu'un autre projet de logement pour aînés va entraîner plus d'appels à 911 pour service d'urgence au 601 rue Aulneau. La réponse actuelle est qu'un camion de pompiers est envoyé suivi par une ambulance. Ceci va causer plus de bruit juste en face de notre demeure. Je demande, avant que le zonage soit approuvé, que les propriétaires et les planificateurs trouvent une façon d'assurer qu'un accès pour les services d'urgence soit construit sur l'avenue de la Cathédrale et en faire l'entrée principale de l'édifice, alors que l'entrée principale de l'édifice soit sur l'avenue de la Cathédrale et non sur la rue Aulneau. Ma deuxième préoccupation est le nombre de stationnements en avant de la bâtisse. Ceci va occasionner beaucoup plus de circulation et va nécessiter le remplacement d'un bel endroit vert à une route et un parterre de béton. Je crois qu'il y a toujours des compromis à faire dans la vie, et si les propriétaires peuvent changer leur plan pour accommoder les préoccupations énoncées si haut, je crois que je pourrais accepter ce projet éventuellement. J'aimerais remercier les propriétaires qui nous ont donné l'occasion de faire des suggestions et des commentaires. Il y a aussi deux résidents du quartier qui m'ont donné chacun une lettre énonçant leurs préoccupations, et j'aimerais vous laisser avec ces lettres pour votre information.
Okay, the next person I have registered here is Walter Kleinschmidt and Michelle Kleinschmidt. In opposition. 223 Rue Maison. Where the heck is Rue
Bonsoir. Merci beaucoup d'avoir la chance de parler. I will speak in English. I wrote a few things, repeating, but my emphasis is on two major things, is the traffic. I live on Masson, between Langevin and Masson, and there's times that we cannot turn onto Uno. There's so much traffic, and I know some of the residents, they can't get out of their place because of the traffic. I don't know if you're aware, but we have a bus route on Ono. We have all the students from college passing, parking in the street and passing by, and we also have the emergency. Every time there's a pile up on Provence or traffic, the police use Ono as a route. The ambulances use Ono as a route. And this is the noise at times, it's really bad. Now, if we add 157 more units, which means another 200, because they're building for couples. They say they're young, but they will get old too, and there will be a lot of emergencies, as there is at Colombien, which has a fair number of ambulances every month. They didn't mention it, but I hear it from my window. I hear them. Second big concern is the parking. If we're going to have young seniors, we can expect that young seniors are not going to let their cars go. So there'll be 157 units. Out of 157 young seniors, I expect one car per unit. Right now, a lot of young seniors have two cars, and they're not going to let it go. The past generations, the women didn't drive as much. But this generation, seniors like myself, we both have cars. Yes, we will go down to one. Now, where will those seniors park? There's no plan here for underground parking. And for me, that would make a lot of sense. Get the residents underground the visitors in the back and don't touch the front. Put the entrance on Cathedral where they propose to have the little garden on the south side. That would make a beautiful entry to the project, and leave the green space for a place with walkways. One of my criticisms right now in San Boniface is we have seniors walking in the street pushing their walkers. We have them on the street with the electrical chairs. And every single day, they're in front of me as I get out of my place, another 200 residents. Added to this, plus Colombians are talking about adding more, we are going to become a senior village. If that's what we want for that little particular, then the city has to come and help us build walkways. Right now, Colombian residents have no place to walk. They walk on the street because Rue Masson, the sidewalks are so bad, it's a danger to them. They can trip and fall. We need to think of seniors and their needs. I know that from my window, I see Colombian taxis. I see the ambulances, but a lot of transit buses coming as well. Room has to be provided for those people. Let's do it right. And speaking to my neighbors on Masson and Ono, this is has become a very big concern. The walkways, the services for seniors that are lacking. Everybody has to be driven to the doctor, dentist, or whatever by car. There's no way. And yet, if you can see here, this is a little pocket that we're talking. This is the old Saint Boniface. We have here Manoir de la Cathédrale. We have here Despins. Next door is Saint-Saint Taché that a lot of seniors are in. This is Taché, which is a care. But there's still a lot of traffic and ambulances. This is Chez Nous. In the back is Colombien, L'Accueil Colombien. This is what's proposed, L'Accueil Colombien. And this is your project. So you can see it's all in the same place. And it's not healthy. And it's not safe for them. Between the college that are expanding with all the students and the seniors, it doesn't make it a very pleasant place at the moment. Or we fear that it won't be pleasant because it is pleasant right now. Thank
Questions,
you.
Councillors? Lord?
Nous avons un petit issue là avec le problème. Si je comprends correct, si je comprends, je crois qu'on a besoin d'un nouvel chemin devant l'édifice là. C'est à cause de les règlements pour nos pompiers. I think we, if I understand correctly, I think the applicant is saying we need a new road in front of the front building.
Maybe as the building is proposed, but if they changed the offices and everything onto Cathedral in the southeast corner, there's not enough room towards Uno, but towards Chez Nous, there's a beautiful place where they could do a nice driveway. Regrettably, that's the place where they wanted a green space, and they said, well, there's more sun. But actually, if they did the front as a green space for the people to go, they could do small walkways, put benches for the seniors, do something pleasant. And the neighbors could also appreciate it. But what we're really concerned is the number. You know, with all the plans, we're really concerned. And the Manoir de la Cathédrale is not full yet. Just across the bridge, the Norbert Bridge, there's another senior complex, and they only have 4 residents at the moment. There's not a crying need. Yes, there is a crying need for a lower price, but and people put themselves on the list. But when they find out what they're going to have to pay, they will drop off. And I know because there's one person that told me he tried to put his parents at Depin, and when he found out the price that it would be, he had to back out. He didn't have the money. So he's now off the list. So I think there's going to be a little bit of that, too, that we should be concerned. But maybe the project could be, instead of doing the addition in the back, they could do a nice parking area for everybody and do the side entrance. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Walter, did you have anything to add?
Yes, if I may indulge in your patience. Again, if you want, the comments have a degree of repetition, and I apologize for that, but I would like to focus on 2 things, or on a couple of things. One is that we're not so much, and nobody's really been against the project per se, but against some of the decisions made to save money, to be expedient by the developer, which create an unfair burden, economically speaking, on the community. And that's how we'd like to address the remarks and give examples. The increased traffic of 157 units, which is not only the occupants, but the friends, the family, the caring staff, 17 people, and the services, has not been accommodated. The lack of adequate parking has been discussed. The fact that it's above standard is irrelevant. The parking will be used on the street, and that's a cost to the community. The addition of an egress on Olno and the loss of significant green space is not necessary to meet the developer's intention. And that's our major theme. The plan defines the front door. It doesn't have to be there. The Manoir de la Cathédrale has a front door which has been kept for decorative and historical purposes, but they've relocated the front door, and people come in, and the visitors come from the backside and access the front door. My father was a resident there, so is that visitor most days. So the architect has made an interesting plan, but the decisions of their plan are not necessary to deliver the 157 rooms, and they can overcome our objections. The inadequate provision of parking means that the community will subsidize the cost of parking. A parking spot costs, I think, $45,000. Whether it's paved street or underground parking, it's been paid for. Why should the community pay for parking that the residents will need? We think that the approval should be subject to necessary parking, which may be underground. The elimination of the peaceful setting is a social cost and an emotional cost, but it's a cost to the community. It's like fresh air and fresh water. We keep taking it away without worrying about it. The current shortage of medical practitioners in the area will be further aggravated by the concentration of high users and therefore cause a deterioration of the quality of life of the people that are already living there, including some in the existing facilities. Developers for shopping centers and other commercial buildings are required to provide spaces or develop residences, allow green space for schools and for parks. Yet for these kind of development, I don't believe that from a development point of view, from a city planning point of view, we've insisted and protected to ensure that all of the provisions are made to meet the total social commitment. You can't open an IKEA store without very extensive review, which I think all of you gentlemen were party to, and yet the impact of this to this community is just as significant as debating adding 50 bicycle stands for the IKEA store. The frustration that we've expressed, and we take advantage of your hospitality to repeat, is also because of what is going on in our neighborhood, and which will result from inadequate consultation between the various stakeholders. Now, I know it goes beyond the mandate of this meeting, but I think it needs to be said for all of us to hear. The adjacent owners are planning, who currently run the residence for 200 people, of about 200 units, will be planning to add 140 units, and I've come here and we've met with them as well. This means there'll be 600 to 700 senior residents in that square piece of land within 160 meters of each other between Chez Nous, L'Accueil, the extension of L'Accueil, and the proposed facility. The neighborhood, as mentioned earlier, is becoming very much out of balance. We've now asked a nursery school to leave the area to allow for more residents facilities, which is rather unfortunate and was, I think, a real value added to the community, both in terms of seeing the noise, the laughter, the children playing in the yard. They'll no longer be there. And the older people, the seniors themselves, were benefiting from that adjacency. The risk of excessive housing design for seniors will have a direct and indirect financial burden on the community and a potential misallocation of resources. There is some evidence of excess supply in the area, which my wife has mentioned. The community expected until recently that Villa Olno would be used by St. Boniface College. In fact, some of us going to the meeting expected to hear about that. So we were rather surprised to see what was announced. We believe that extending the facility to St. Boniface College, which is not for us to tell the owner what to do, but for us to ask him to consider, might be more in harmony with the needs of the community as it's growing within itself and allowing the need for students in classrooms and having the facility next door. It would have been a natural, like River College is doing in downtown Winnipeg, etc. We believe that the time has come for the owners of the land parcels, originally deeded by Lord Selkirk for the good of the community, to re-examine together what are the collective needs of the community at this time. We wish to remind the current legal owners of their inherited moral mandate and continue to work together for the better good of the community as a whole today, as they have done for the last 100 years. Thank you.
Any questions? Dan?
Just clarification. It's been referenced that there's 137 extra units.
157.
That's not right.
No. The total number.
That's the total number.
It'll be existing after the
is 137.
157.
157. And that's an increase of how many?
Well, actually, the site was originally developed for 200 residents in much smaller units, so it's actually a net decrease.
It's a net decrease.
That, and that's as per built in the 50s.
So the 200 original units were all in the original two buildings.
I don't know if they're all full currently, but that's what it was originally built for, according to
smaller units, of course. Now we're going up to, now it's 157, but the units are larger.
Yeah, some are
255 in the new building. The remainder, the old building will be renovated to make them bigger units and accommodate.
Okay, just so we're all dealing with the same information.
But I think the answers in your question, I think the architect will have a chance to come in and clarify, are somewhat missing because the population in that building now is much, much less. And the population originally, being a community of nuns, a single family under the old zoning, in very historically speaking, did not really travel with independent cars and so on. So I think the makeup of the community, the use of the community, and the nature of it is substantially different. So I don't think to say that there's a reduction of occupancy is a fair statement or an accurate statement.
Fair enough.
I think we get the gist.
Thank you. Merci.
Thank you, Walter. I have nobody else here registered in opposition. Is there anybody else here that wishes to speak on the matter that hasn't spoken? Either support, opposition, for information? No? Hearing none, we'll call the applicant back to rebut anything that's been said. Thank you. Maybe just to help you get going, number of units was talked about. We'd like some information on what the existing number of residents is and the usage compared to what it's going to be.
The existing residents that live there now, I believe, are about 30, and I'm looking up to the executive or the operational manager who, Guy, si tu as à peu près 30, combien ça? 42 of sisters live there now, which will probably come back. There are other sisters who live in other parts of the community, but the intention is they would all come back into this new facility. Yes, you're right. I think it was built for 200, but please understand, there are 200 rooms, very modest size, as they lived in congregation or with their community. Okay. So if the councillors are comfortable, I'll try to peel off what I picked up. Yep. And then, Dave, if there's things that you wanted to add, move forward. I thought I would deal just quickly again on the market. Is there a need? Is there not? I'll rest with our survey d'habitation that clearly indicates that. The stats are there. Our market studies sort of supporting that. In terms of other projects in the area that aren't full, we're fully aware of that as well. We do believe it is an issue of price point, and that's why we're trying to do this as affordable as possible. We know what the price is at Despins, and this project will be mimicked off those prices. We do know that there's 170 people on that waiting list at Despins that actually know the prices of the facility and still want to be on the site. The people who have left their names on the new names, the extra 28 people since we've announced, have all queried about what the pricing would be like. We've told them it would be like Despins. So, again, we'll leave that market issue. We're comfortable that there's still room in the market in that area of St. Boniface in the southeast quadrant of the city. In terms of parking, again, that's a big issue in the front. We're hearing two messages. One, some say it's not enough. I'm hearing them also suggest that there's already the streets are full, and that's why we did think we were kind of taking on the problem at our end by providing some parking in the front. Maybe it's too much for the residents, but we are hoping to have some parking to alleviate that on the streets, because if they're coming and the streets are already full, well, where are they going? Are we just creating other problems for other streets? We actually thought we were doing the community a favor on that front. In terms of the southeast corner being an entrance.
Dan, before you move off of parking, can you put the drawing up that shows the parking? Because this seems to be the biggest issue that's out there. And the part that troubles me mostly is that you could probably build that parking. You couldn't build the access without some sort of approval process. But the setback on single-family residential is only 25 feet from the property line. So at the front, on Alnoe, you could actually build that the roadway in there at least without the parking, without having to go through any public hearing process. The roadway could go through there. Where you have a problem where you would probably encroach in the 25 feet is those stalls right up on the...
The variance for the parking is on the back side, not the front.
So you're within, that parking is within the 25-foot setback. So you could do all that under the current zoning right
under
now.
The current zoning.
But you would have to get permission for the extra approach.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's a public hearing process. It's just a...
Exactly. But I just want to maybe speak to one suggestion that was covered about this area here. Again, you need to understand what's in the existing building that we're trying to maximize. In this part here is the chapel, and in the lower floor is the dining area. So we're trying to make best use of this facility for the dining area and a walkout patio to make it as pleasant as possible for the neighbors. So again, suggesting that we're going to take the whole main control issue over here. For us, looking at the options, again, we'll just go back to this front being our preferred solution to the redesign and redevelopment of the building. Again, I've covered off this parking on the street. Again, I know that's a big issue.
Dan, I have a quick question, Dan, that's relevant now. What is the dimension from the sidewalk on Olno to where your parking starts? How long is that? Yeah. From the sidewalk to where you're...
From here to there?
Yeah.
That's going to be a stall and a half. 30 feet?
30 feet.
30 feet?
35 feet. And it's about 100 feet all the way to the building, right?
Yeah. Just in terms of this being used as a front entrance, I'm told very clearly that the back entrance is used as we would do by residents, but the front entrance is still used for visitors. I can attest, I've been to this building many times in the past year. As a visitor, I go through the front doors. They have their setup there as well.
Tell me something, Dan. Yeah. Could you not address the new building on Cathedral and have the emergency vehicles access through Cathedral?
The
emergency issue come by, like you're building this other road off of Chenu. Like one of the issues with putting that horseshoe in the front is that there will be emergency vehicles arriving to the site, which is, you know, is disturbing. I think it's already happening, but you're running this as independent living. You will have an increase. And
Councillor, with all due respect, we know that's the issue, but we were told again from the City of Winnipeg that, you know, we looked at different options. They simply said, look, wherever that front door is, the address of this place is 601 Ono. That's where we're going. But I'll let David maybe speak to that.
We'll kind of tandem this a little bit. There are some also, I think, existing planning parameters within the building right now that are really driving some of the redevelopment. And one of it is, as was said, in this main central wing are some of the key spaces of the building, the existing chapel that's there right now, which is on access with the main entrance. So as you arrive, that's where the main control point is, where the manager's office is, and then you would proceed straight into the multipurpose room and into the chapel. That's the way the building is planned right now, then with resident wings on either side of it. That's what makes the most sense, I'm afraid. And that's really what the way the building was designed originally. That's the way the Oblate sisters have always lived in it, and that's the way it really wants to be. So with that in mind, this is the arrival point for the building in order to retain it and reuse it in its most best use and best value. That is really the way that building wants to be redeveloped, and that's the way we've laid it out. So keeping that entranceway at Alno, at that location, is the most sense for that building.
I just want to speak briefly about the angled exit, because we do know that that's an issue in terms of lights. And again, we would be prepared to obviously look at an angled exit. But the SOFs, again, we're trying to debate what's more important, the green space or the angled exit, because if you take the angled exit, we're told, we're going to widen, we're going to have to widen the exit, which means we're going to take out more landscape than we would in this particular scenario. So again, very, very open to do that. We're just trying to make sure we understand which is the priority. Is it the environment and the trees and the landscaping, or is it the exit itself? But we'd be prepared to accommodate that. I think that's...
Would it also be just a one-way out, if you
yes,
angled it?
Yes, it would be a one-way out. And again, on the issue about the traffic on the streets, okay, again, you're coming in, having to approach the one-way, and then a one-way out, turn right only.
So they're currently set up as one-ways?
Well, this isn't here currently.
It's not, but it would be. It would have to be
It
changed.
Would be a one-way, that's correct. One-way in, one-way out.
Dan, what about taking out the parking that's closest to Alno and leaving all that green space in place? You end up with your 10 or 12. You're still within the requirement, I think.
My sense is we'd be prepared to look at that. We would like to have some parking for visitors. Again, I'm hearing two different arguments, whether there's too much already in the streets or we're okay with too much in the streets. And respectfully, we really thought we were hopefully going to help alleviate that, but we'll do our best to accommodate that kind of thinking. Dave, did you have more to add?
Another thing we had to do is push the building over, go up, and have all the parking underneath.
Just a couple of supplementary points, please. There was some discussion about the amount of traffic on Alno, and I know that cities evolve and streets evolve, and right now some of the comments that were made with regards to buses and traffic and parking and all of these things really exist right now, whether this is proceeded with or not. Alno, I think, has evolved into a more major street than it was many, many years ago. So the traffic that is caused by the college, by the bus, there are emergency vehicles that are not coming to this property that still use Alno, and yes, it's a concern for the neighbors, But still, I think that this is not going to be excessively contributing to making it worse. As was said, right now the building was designed for 200 residents. There's 157 suites coming into this, a combination of single-person and two-person occupants. What the total number will be, I don't know. But it's not going to be drastically greater than what this building was originally designed for. Service vehicles, et cetera, still use this approach right now. So ambulances, fire trucks, other vehicles still arrive here. Yes, now they're going to be brought in front of the building. But again, that use is still there right now. The one thing I guess that we would like to comment on is that the proposed redevelopment of this building, first and foremost, is being initiated by the Oblate Sisters themselves. They are a congregation that is growing in age. They want the ability to have this building renovated to, I think, better suit their needs. They would like to have their own bathroom. They'd like to have their own little kitchenette in their apartment. And they want the ability to come back here. So the use of this for seniors-geared residences is really being driven by the sisters themselves. And at the same time, they want to open their doors to invite more of the community to come and live with them. So that, first and foremost, I think, is why this is a seniors-oriented residence. Secondly, because it is, the parking demand that comes with it is much, much lower than if this was going to be, let's say, turned into a conventional multifamily apartment, which would require 1 to 1.5 parking stalls per suite. Right now, we're providing one car for every 5 suites. That is what's there right now. The sisters, yes, some of them have cars, some don't. And as you come into here, the parking that we're providing is meeting the demand of the bylaw. And to whether a resident needs a parking spot or not is really just a function of whether they take residency there or not. That is they will know that information as they're applying to come in. So again, the type of resident that's coming in here, the amount of parking that we're provided is very low relative to other types of residential use. And I think really it's the minimal amount of parking that we need for this kind of residence, allowing for the maximum development for other uses on that site, landscape, et cetera. The final comment is that, yes, the development of landscaping that is being done here, again, fully contained within our site for those residences that are paying to stay here. We have outdoor terraces off of the cafeteria, which then lead to other outdoor gardens and sitting areas, and all of these are amenities for the people that are going to be residents here. So there is going to be ample amount of landscaping, et cetera, for the residents that stay here, and which in turn ends up to the beautification of the neighborhood and the benefit of those people that, you know, live adjacent and walk by, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess lastly, just to reconfirm that the visitor parking, we think there is sort of a requirement to provide some visitor parking on our site to ensure that the residents, when their families come here, there will be a place for them. So it is an amenity for the people that are living here. They want to know that there's a place for their families to come and park and not have to take a gamble on finding a spot in the street. So the degree to which some of it can be reduced, we'll discuss with the ownership group, but we certainly feel that what's been provided is really in the best interest of the project, actually, and the neighborhood. Sorry, one last comment. Again, just back to the rezoning. Regardless of what happens here with regards to the development, the site has to be rezoned. It's a pre-existing condition. There is multi-tenants on that site right now. So it's something that would have to be addressed. Thanks.
Anything further, councillors?
There was the issue of traffic has come up. I think there was a misunderstanding as to the amount of new units. My guess is, and I don't want to be too, facile in my comments, but my guess is that this really wouldn't be a high intensity traffic use from a resident's perspective. Is that a correct assumption?
That is a correct assumption. That of the 157 suites, there are only 32 parking stalls.
Yeah.
And for this type of living, at a rate of one car per 5 suites, which is what the bylaw requires, it is not contributing to traffic on the streets the way, say, a single-family residence development would.
Right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. You can stand down. Do you have any questions for our administration? Could be. 25 feet on single-family residential in the new bylaw. 25 feet on the in the new bylaw, the bylaw 200. We're not here to discuss
you
it.
You already had your opportunity to speak.
Chair. Okay, I am ready.
First of all, I think we need to, when I look at the big picture, Pôle Saint-Boniface, this is very positive. I was at the Summit d'Habitation that were referenced by Daniel Lussier, the last one in 06 and the first one, I think, in 03 or 04. And there's been many housing developments that have come forward successfully. Don Revere Saint Boniface since that time, and they've all been well received. And I think as this one will be, and I think this one is positive. My intention, I do have some questions about the parking, specifically qui fait face sur la rue Aulneau. I walked it this afternoon, and I would like to sit down with Dan Lussier and his board to further look at that in more detail. So, grosso modo, what I'd like to do this evening is approve the application subject to plan approval. And what we've been doing lately, or not lately, but quite a while at Riyadh Community Committees, is that the rezoning is one issue, and rezonings are approved subject to everything coming back to Riyadh Community Committee, which will look at the location and design of the buildings, the location and design of the parking areas, the private approaches, the garbage enclosures, the fencing, the landscaping for the approval of Riyadh Community Committee. I think in this case it's somewhat a little bit odd in that we actually have more parking than we need, where usually it's the other way around, where we don't have enough parking for development. So I think I'd like to take a little bit of time for plan approval, work with the director, Dan Lussier, and La Communauté to look at the design and the look of everything. So that's my intention today, is to have this move along, get approval as soon as possible for development, because I know we worked hard to get it here even for this state, and then have at a later time plan approval come forward, which hopefully everyone will be satisfied with. That's a big hope. But. So having said all that,
you'll move that the report would take public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I'll move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
And